Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. We got a great hour ahead. And it at the bottom of this hour, our man, Kerry Kittles, former NBA veteran, former Brooklyn Net, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst will join us to talk about those Nets, see if we should be concerned about these this rash of injuries. So stay tuned for that. And Rob, of course, this is what?
A Trash Talking Tuesday.
I think we're about to get that started now. I think somebody's going to start talking some trash in a few minutes.
Me?
But we will see.
I'm hyped today. That's all I – maybe that little needle I got today, just like
– something. Yeah, you said you don't feel anything. I feel it. I feel a different Rob Parker.
Badu. That needle just hit me today.
All right, here we go. Well, look, Rob
Parker – maybe there's something else in there, Chris. I don't know. Maybe.
The goal – I'm watching. I got Philadelphia, Boston on right now. It's on TNT. Philly's up 15-14 in the first quarter. But the game following it is another big one. Milwaukee, Golden State, Giannis, Steph. And Golden State needs a W, to say the least. They've lost 7 of their last 8 games, and they've fallen all the way down to 10th place in the Western Conference. That still would get you into the play-in. But obviously, they are struggling. And everybody, of course, is aware that a few games ago, they lost by 53 points to a Toronto Raptors team that's not that good. So now Steph's been out. Steph has missed, I believe, 4 of the 8 or 4 or 5 of the 8 games that they've lost or played that they've played recently. So he's been out, but still they're struggling. And, you know, every now and again, Rob looks for an excuse to pounce on Steph Curry. And
he's found it. I don't look for an excuse.
1-7. So go ahead. The floor is yours.
I told you. I told you. This was supposed to be Steph Curry's year to be a transcendent player. He changed the NBA. He don't need Kevin Durant. I know Klay Thompson ain't playing. He's got all these other young stars around him. They got Wiseman. Right? They don't need anybody else. Draymond Green is still there.
Ooh.
Can I talk?
I'm just listening.
It's supposed to be about Steph. Those fraudulent people out there. They were talking about Steph Curry for MVP. Do you remember that? Steph Curry for MVP? Are you kidding me? Steph Curry is not that guy. I've been saying it for years. All the people in the Bay Area, I know you're ready to crash your car off the Golden Gate Bridge. He's not that guy. He's not the transcendent player that people, yes, he made a lot of threes. He's never made the big threes to win you the game. If it wasn't for Kevin Durant, I'd sit here and right now and tell you the Warriors wouldn't have won those two championships, other two championships. I'm confident of that. This is a guy who's never won the Finals MVP, who had his team and milk money taken away from him when Kevin Durant showed up. You know why? Because Kevin Durant was a better player. Everybody knows that. But yet people try to paint this picture. Raise up, Steph Curry. You had a chance to show everybody that you're that dude. You don't need Kevin Durant. You don't need Klay Thompson. You don't need any of those guys. Put those young boys on your back. Make those threes from half court and three-quarter court when it matters. Instead, your team's getting drubbed every night. They want to rename the Chase Center to the Wells Fargo Center because you're not going to the bank on a nightly basis. That's how bad it is for the Warriors. Thank you, Kawhi. Chris,
you
everybody.
USC Chris is in the house.
Yes, I'm glad. Thank you, USC Chris. Everybody ranting and raving about Steph Curry. Here was your moment to step up and show everybody that it ain't about everybody else. And I know he's been hurt and hasn't played all the games, but I don't remember Michael Jordan losing by 53 or being on a squad or these other transcendent players. And Steph Curry and the Warriors, they're just also-rans. With an all-time great on a team, they're also-rans. There's weak NBA teams everywhere. Steph, beat those teams. You don't have to beat the best of the best every night, but beat those other teams. The Warriors are nothing without Kevin Durant. And now you know what? Klay Thompson might really be the key because they're just so also-rans without him. And Steph Curry wasn't able to elevate this Warriors team where people were honestly, go back and read the stories. Steph Curry for MVP. My foot.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I thought your Gonzaga take was bad. I thought your Gonzaga take was a hot take just to get eyeballs and earlobes and all that. Rob Parker, I got two words for you. Stop it! First of all, let me get a few definitions before I just tear this little take apart, all right, with facts. Because Rob Parker just brought a whole lot of feelings to a fact fight. But I fight with facts, all right? I don't have the pom-poms, and I don't have the shotgun unless it's deserved. I'm bringing truth. Now, Rob, you said Steph is not that guy. What is that guy? Can you define that?
He can't lift you. He can't bring up that. Where's the young guys on the Warriors? Raise them up to respectability. Win games even though you're down and out. He's yet to make a shot. With it to win a game or tie a game in the final 10 seconds for that to storied franchise, the Warriors, for a transcendent player, for this guy who's supposedly the greatest shooter of all time. I take Reggie Miller and Ray Allen 10 times out of 10 times before I would take Steph to make me a big shot to win the game. That's what I mean. He's not that guy. Michael Jordan is that guy. I would take him any day.
I would agree with that guy. I don't think you'll get an argument there. Michael Jordan's that guy. Okay. But there are other that guys, and Steph Curry is undoubtedly a that guy.
I would take Kevin Durant over Steph Curry.
This is all I know is Steph Curry won without Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has yet to win without Steph Curry. And you talk about, Durant took his lunch money because he was the best player on Golden State. Okay, then James Harden just took Durant's lunch money. Because Harden went to Durant's team and took over.
He wasn't playing, Chris. How does that make any sense? Kevin Durant wasn't playing when James Harden got there.
So what?
It's apples and oranges.
So
come on, man. That don't even make sense. He wasn't even playing.
Can I finish? I'll let you go for 9 minutes. Can I finish now?
Do it. I'll turn my mic off.
Can you sit here and let me talk? You got to turn it off because you know I'm going to trounce you. You probably got your ears plugged, too, because you don't want to hear this smoke, Rob Parker. Smoke. All right, let's get to it. You brought up, first of all, you say, Steph, I know he's hurt, but I don't remember Michael Jordan getting beat by 53. That don't even make sense. Steph Curry didn't play in the game they got beat by 53. So that ain't even relevant. Neither did Draymond Green, for that matter. Steph Curry has missed most of these losses in this 7 of 8 games they've given up. Their record with Steph Curry, Rob Parker, is 22-20 this year. They are 1-7 without him. That's a heck of a difference. When he don't play, they are the worst team on the planet at the pro level. When he does, they're 22-20. Now you might say, okay, 22-20 would be the 8th seed in the West. But guess what? You talking about he ain't that guy because he hasn't lifted him? There's a lot of guys that are that guy that haven't lifted teams on occasion. Ever heard of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Is he that guy? Yeah. But he 2 years in the middle of his prime, he didn't even make the playoffs. His last year in Milwaukee and his first year with the Lakers. And then when they did make the playoffs, Bill Walton swept him like a piece of dust. All right? And then Seattle beat them 2 years running. And then Magic got there and they started winning. But I'm not going to say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar ain't that guy, because just missing the playoffs 1 year don't mean you ain't that guy. Ever heard of LeBron James? His first year in L.A. missed the playoffs. And like Steph, he was hurt a little bit. But the games he played, they were 28-27. That's not even as good as Steph's 22-20. And he had more young talent around him than Brandon Ingram, future All-Star, Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo Ball. He had more talent around him than Steph has now. James Wiseman, that's your star? Really? His second best player averages 6 points a game, Draymond Green. I mean, seriously, Rob Parker?
He's a Hall of Famer. He's the best defender who's ever played in the NBA.
And so is Kareem.
And now all of a sudden he don't
matter.
And now you want to give me some point totals? He's the greatest defender ever. Yeah, you're telling me about 6 points a game. How about this, Chris?
Yeah,
how about Damian? How about Damian Lillard with the Blazers? Has
really?
Them six in
Ringless
the West.
Dame?
And they played. I'm talking
Steph
about
Curry's
this year.
The architect
I'm
of
talking
a
about this.
Rob
I'm
Parker.
Talking about
Stop
this
it.
Year.
I'm talking about
this year without McCollum and Nurkic. I mean, they still he's had those
Actually,
guys.
McCollum's there.
No, but he missed most of the year, and they have them in the sixth spot. And when you talk about James Harden, no KD, Kyrie in and out of the lineup, and they're number one in the East. So don't tell me about Steph Curry and making excuses. All I'm telling you is 22 and 20 is not where people were trying to say he was going to be the MVP.
Who was saying they were
going to read the columns and story?
Period.
No, it wasn't.
Rob Parker, when they were playing above their heads.
Oh, wait. Oh, Steph Curry. Look at that.
And I wasn't saying he was going to be the MVP. You talking to me. I don't know these fandom cats you talking about.
All I'm telling you is he has the stage to himself.
All-time greats have missed the playoffs. Heck, Isaiah Thomas, his last 2 years, he missed the playoffs. He was younger than Steph.
You told me Steph is the greatest shooter of all time. How's he not making the playoffs?
Isaiah Thomas didn't make the playoffs his last 2 years with a prime Joe Dumars, with a prime Dennis Rodman.
The last 2 years of a career?
He was younger than Steph. He was younger than Steph.
Steph is in his prime. He's an MVP candidate, according to
Steph's
some writers.
In his 12th year. Isaiah Thomas played 13 years. Steph is older than Isaiah was when Isaiah stopped making the playoffs. So what are you talking about? I'm bringing facts, Rob Parker. And he's like, that guy, Steph? He's the 10th all-time leading scorer in finals history. You want to throw
guy
his
who's
garbage
not,
out.
Yeah, you know
he don't
what?
Have a finals MVP.
He don't have a finals
he's
MVP.
He's averaged 26.
Iguodala.
Can I
Iguodala
finish?
Iguodala has an MVP,
can I
and
finish?
He's on the same team as Steph. How is that?
Can I finish? You throwing out this foolishness. Steph Curry averages 26 points a game in the finals. That's bad? He's supposed to be ashamed of that? When that's more than Kobe Bryant, Isaiah Thomas, Larry Bird, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain. Really? You gonna take one season and say he ain't the man when he's the architect of the greatest dynasty since Shaq and Kobe? Really? And you gonna put Damian Lillard ahead of him based on half a season? Really? Yeah, it was something in that shot. And it was more than a vaccination. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Has this season been an indictment on Steph Curry, proving that he ain't that guy, even though he's averaging 29 points? Good for third in the league.
Empty points.
And his PER
just throwing
is in the
up
top
points.
10.
His team is bad.
PER
and they're out of the playoff
than,
rest.
Higher than Chris
out of the
Paul.
Playoff
higher
race.
Than LeBron.
Wait till they don't make
higher
the playoff.
Higher than everybody on the
They'll
Brooklyn
be all
Nets.
Empty points. That's all they are. Fill up the stat sheet, Steph. I hope you enjoy it and have an early vacation.
He got his rings,
on the
right?
golf course. Yeah, thanks to
rings?
Kevin Durant.
Really?
He got rings, plural.
Durant
yes.
doesn't have any without
he got
Steph.
Plural.
That's all I
yes.
know.
He got plural
Your
rings.
Turn to weigh in with the odd couple, 877-99
Steph Curry choked down a 3-1 lead to LeBron James and the Cavs. He choked like Gonzaga. Help me. I can't breathe.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and the Triller Fight Club event is happening soon. April 17th, to be exact, Jake Paul squares off against Ben Askren, and you have the opportunity to win a free trip to Atlanta to be there live for Jake Paul and Ben Askren getting it on because they don't get along. Enter for a chance to win airfare for two people, hotel accommodations, and tickets to the ultra-exclusive event by going to foxsportsradio.com. Join celebrity royalty like Snoop Dogg, Pete Davidson, Dixie, and others. Plus, be one of only 200 fans to see top performers like Justin Bieber, The Black Keys, Doja Cat, Diplo, and more. Enter and get rules at foxsportsradio.com by today. April 6th, that's FoxsportsRadio.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Let's get to it. Is Steph Curry not that guy, as Rob says, or it's a bad year? It happens. He ain't having a bad year, but to the team, he don't have much around him. Your turn to weigh in.
Let's kick it off with Albert in Honolulu. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Albert?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What up, man?
I'm going to have to agree with you guys for sure. With you, Rob. Definitely isn't the man. I mean, it's been evident whenever he loses his top guys. I mean, obviously. Who was the top guy? KD.
No, before KD got there.
Oh, well, before that, they were winning championships, right? There was no injury.
Yeah.
So.
When he won the championship, who was the top guy?
One championship, and Albert,
That's good.
Albert,
one championship, we'll take it.
Albert,
Dame Lillard
player,
will take that.
Albert, no player in NBA history. He's the author of the greatest choke in NBA history.
Exactly.
Up 3-1. No transcendent player
before that.
No transcendent player would have that on their record.
Okay, Kevin Durant is not transcendent.
A transcendent player, the greatest shooter ever, Albert. The greatest shooter ever choked down a 3-1 lead, including losing two games at home.
Let me drop some facts. Great players have choked before. Isaiah Thomas choked when he threw the pass to Larry Bird.
He ain't choked a 3-1 lead down. He ain't choked a 3-1 lead down in the finals because it never happened.
Magic Johnson choked in the NBA Finals in 1984.
All right, Brandon in Virginia Beach.
You better stop me, USC Chris.
What's good, my guys, man? It's an honor to be on with you guys here. All right, so we're talking about this year. We're talking about this year, and I think where they messed up, the front office, is taking Wiseman was not ready for this year, and if you get another ball hander, Steph is great off the ball, and he's going to take 15 threes, and he is missing his brother, his splash brother, and that is the bottom line. So I think – I know you guys want me to pick one or the other. I think both of you guys are right.
No, you got to pick one. No, Brandon, pick one. I don't care. You can pick Chris. Just pick one. We don't play that double side.
You know you want to go with me. Because first of all, here's the thing, Brandon.
All right, Chris. Well, he is the best shooter of all time. He's the best shooter of all time. So I'm picking Chris. He's missing his brother, though. That's the bottom line. And
if he was the greatest shooter, he wouldn't need his brother.
Everybody needs somebody.
He is injury prone.
Everybody needs somebody. I wouldn't call him injury prone. He's had a few injuries.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. What about Sean in Sacramento? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Now, Rob, come on, bruh.
Thank you.
No, superstars don't choke. Ain't Patrick you and your boy? What did Reggie do? What did Reggie do to the Knicks, man?
Hey, Sean, let me ask you a question. Name the other NBA transcendent player who had a 3-1 lead who
There's
choked
other
down.
Ways to
no,
choke,
Chris,
Rob.
I'm talking to Sean, please.
I'm on the show too.
Okay, I know you are. I'm just talking to Sean. I want Sean to answer the question. Name me the other transcendent player who's the greatest shooter of all time, who was up 3-1 in the finals, who choked down three straight games, including two at home. Please tell me.
How many qualifiers is he going to put
I'll
on
wait.
That? Who wears Under Armour sneakers?
Sean, I'll wait. Go ahead, Sean. Answer me that question.
KD did the same thing the
no,
round
he
before.
No, he did not.
Thank you, Sean.
He did not, Sean.
I'd rather do it in the finals
Sean,
than in the freaking
in the
Western
NBA
Conference finals.
Sean, answer the question.
I'd rather do it in the finals than in the conference finals.
No, you
finals.
Wouldn't.
Yes,
That's
I
what,
would.
No, you
I,
wouldn't.
I always want to go as far
it's
as I can go.
It's ridiculous to choke a finals, a championship. Sean, speak up. Answer my question.
He answered you.
You keep talking about he didn't uplift the team. I'm out here in Northern California. Do you know what the Warriors were before Steph?
Thank
they were
you,
a joke,
Sean.
Brother.
Stop. You're living in the past. I'm talking about right here, right now,
up
Sean.
The finals five
we're talking
years
about
ago,
now.
But we living in the past. All right, who's next? Anybody left? All right, we got Kerry Kittles coming up momentarily.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Okay, he's a former NBA veteran, played in two NBA finals, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man Kerry Kittles. Kerry, what up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Chris, man? How you doing?
What's
I'm
up,
good.
Kerry?
I'm good, man. Look, we I want to talk Nets, too, but Rob Parker just went off about how Steph Curry is overrated.
Whoa.
Because of this season. I'm trying to talk sense into him, Kerry.
Kerry, let me make
you
my case
settle
to
this.
You. All right? Here's my case. Steph
make it
isn't,
quickly, please.
Steph isn't that guy. I mean, he's a great player. I get all that. He's also the author of the biggest choke in NBA history, up 3-1 if he's a transcendent player. They talk about he's the greatest shooter of all time but never made a big shot. He's 0-10 with less than 10 seconds to go to either tie a game or win the game. He's never won a finals MVP. Even Iguodala won one. When Kevin Durant showed up, he took his team and his lunch money, and he was the finals MVP. This year, on a stage with no Klay Thompson, a chance to show people that he is that guy, they're out of the playoff race or going to be in a play-in game or whatever it is. And all I'm saying is he's a great player, but he ain't that guy like a Durant. Like even look this year, Damian Lillard with guys injured all over the place, they're in the sixth seed. He's in the Western Conference. Steph should be doing something like that. Kerry, that's my only point.
You make a lot of good points. I would just say that, you know, he definitely needs people around him. But there's not a player in the NBA who carries a team by himself. You need a supporting class. It's a team sport, right? So, you know, when you look at their roster, I mean, he's out there by himself pretty much. And when you're attracting that much attention from the defense, it's really hard for you to beat Steph Curry. And all those other great players, Durant, he's always had supporting cast around him to allow him to be Durant, right? LeBron, you know, he had to have AD to allow him to be LeBron. So you need a supporting cast around you to make you shine as a player. And sometimes when you're watching team sports, you forget that. But, yes, I think he is in that category. When you put Klay Thompson on that court with him and others, he's shown that he is made for the moment.
Thank you, Kerry. One last thing. And look at what Harden has been able to do. No Durant. And then, you know, Kyrie's been in and out, but he's played a lot, but he's been in and out. And even on the nights when he's not there, Kyrie, Harden has won games by himself and beating good teams. That's all I'm saying is I look at what James Harden did on that stage without Kevin Durant, without a big star like that, and still been able to win and make the players around him better, the Nets players. That's all I'm saying.
Kerry, let me say, just so it's not so lopsided, because he's throwing out this stuff. Steph's the architect of the greatest dynasty since Shaq and Kobe. Steph averages 26.5 points a game in the NBA Finals. That's ninth best all time.
No Finals MVP.
More than Bird, more than Kareem, more than Wilt Chamberlain, Isaiah Thomas, so on and so forth. And you watch them. He's double and triple teamed every night this year, yet he's giving you 29 points a game on 48% shooting, 40% from three, and he's got a top 10 PER in the league, higher than LeBron, Chris Paul, any of the Nets. I mean, I could go on and on. So just to balance it out, so Robin just all the negative.
Every time there's a dribble handoff to Steph Curry, they double-team Steph and make him pass the ball to someone else. Every time he drives into the lane to the basket, they leave their guys and come help. But you can't say that about all those other superstars. They don't see that amount of traffic when they have the ball. They don't see bodies around. They see space. And when you see space, you can be Kyrie Irving and go for 35-40. When you see space, you can be Damian Lillard and go one-on-one in ISO situations and be Damian Lillard. When you're the only guy on the court right now, I mean, you weren't saying that. No one was saying that before when he had his supporting cast healthy and he was out there hooping, doing his thing. No one was like, oh, Steph Curry is, you know, he's a B-level player. No, he was winning MVPs and he was taking his team to the finals. So I think the argument is fair right now when he's out there with Wiseman, who's young, and with others. I don't even know the rest of his team. Okay, Kelly Oubre and Draymond Green. All right, after that, I mean, that's where it stops and ends. So, and that's where the argument should end.
I thought Draymond Green was the greatest defender who ever played. You got the greatest shooter and the greatest defender.
He's a six-point scorer, though.
That's what you got, the all-time greatest defender and the best shooter ever in the history of the NBA, and you can't even make the playoffs.
Who said he's the all-time greatest defender?
Yeah, just because you said it doesn't mean it's true.
Right. Okay, I'm just asking. That's all.
All right, Kerry, let's go to Brooklyn. You probably heard the news today. Durant will be back tomorrow, which is great. But Harden's out at least the next 10 days. They're probably going to enter the playoffs having played somewhere between 15 and 20 games together. They're big three. And I like them. Rob likes them. We know you like them as far as winning it all. But Kerry, this is completely unprecedented. You know, for a team to have this little bit of playing time together and win a championship, does that concern you at all?
No, it doesn't concern me at all. I mean, I want to see him play at least 10 to 15 games. I think there's 21 games left, so that's a stretch to get 20. With 10 games to go, the seven that they play early, I think now Harden understands the system and the guys around him. Durant has been around it for a year and a half or so he understands it as well. So I think now with 10 games, they should be fine.
And I think
what you're going to see is ISO ball in the playoffs, and they're going to pick on the weakest link, and you're going to have to help. And when you help, they're going to kill you with snipers.
It's that simple. Is this simpler today? Is it because the game has changed, and you and I have even talked about how it's a lot of dribble, drive, kick, drive and kick, and all that. Is that easier for these dudes, you know, to step into a new situation because it's not maybe like it was when you played or before, where you may have had more plays that you, I don't know, maybe it's not even, it wasn't difficult back then either, but can you talk about that a little? Is it easier today?
Oh, yeah, it's way easier today. Yeah, when I played, it was every team had their own identity. Think about the think about how Indiana played with Reggie off all those screens. Think about how Philly played with Allen Iverson off the ball. And everyone had their own unique style of play. You had to adjust to it. And like, every night, was scouting was so much more important. Now, it all looks the same. Every team across the board. You see five guys standing around the three-point line. You see the center at the top of the key, right? And he's doing dribble handoffs one way or the other. He may roll. And you have guys lifting, and there's a driving kick game after that. And it looks the same everywhere. So in that sense, I think it's an easier adjustment when guys are out of the lineups. And I think it's now just show me what you can do. The ball's going to get swung to you. If you're an ISO player, you're Kyrie or KD, you take your guy, go one-on-one. That's what you do. If you're Joe Harris, you spot up and shoot threes.
That's good. That's an interesting point.
Yeah. And it'll be great to see Durant back. To see KD back. And I think of all people like who wouldn't be in the lineup but could easily get back in and figure it out, it is KD. Am I right? He doesn't need much, does he?
Doesn't need much. He's a plug-and-go guy.
Right.
He's very unselfish. He knows when to pick and choose his spots. Everyone knows he's a dominant scorer, and he's going to get buckets. And, you know, it's you can see how he came into the season this year with not much training camp. It's like, bam,
right,
there he goes. It's like, did he miss a whole season and a half or no? It's just
right.
he's going to be fine.
Who do you think is the biggest challenger to Brooklyn in the East?
Great question. I think right now you have to go with either Milwaukee or Philadelphia. Those are definitely the other two teams that are going to be at their heels. And then the third would be Boston. But I definitely think Philadelphia has what it takes to challenge the Nets, and so does the Bucks. Giannis just creates so much trouble because of his penetration, and he's got some players around him. He's got Drew Holiday, who can kind of guard Kyrie a little bit, make it difficult for him. They have Middleton, who can actually make it hard for you with his scoring ability, and Brook Lopez with his size. So Milwaukee, you know, and Philadelphia will challenge the Nets. It's not going to be an easy, you know, plug the Nets into the finals. They should be that team to come out the East, but it's not going to be a cakewalk. I can tell you that.
Even when the Celtics and their big three won, Chris brought this up earlier, and it's true. I remember the first round, I think they played Atlanta. You remember they struggled?
Yep.
They almost lost in seven games. I'm with you, Kerry. I think people thinking the Nets are going to sweep everybody. That's not – all you got to do is win four out of seven. And my thing is, it's hard for me to imagine those guys losing four games in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Spread out like that. So
That's why I have them going to the finals.
Yeah.
Kerry, if they win it, you know the mindset of a player, obviously. Will that change the regular season and guys? I know this is a uniquely talented team. But if people see them win the championship with so little, you know, playing together in the regular season, do you think that will have guys or teams' mindsets about the regular season change?
I think you're going to see a lot of things changing now moving forward. I think, you know, we only saw the taste, the beginning, the tip of the rest periods with guys. You're going to see a lot more of that, trying to protect the longevity of their superstars and keep guys healthy for the playoffs. The buyout market, right, that was an issue, right? We just saw that, you know, last week or two. Yes, we're going to definitely see a shift in that. I mean, the main thing is to have those guys healthy, ready to play. There's so much wear and tear over the course of a season. And I don't care if these guys aren't practicing, but they're still on their feet. They're still traveling. You know, they're still having – and they have all this medical care with the massage therapist and all that. So it's just a lot to put on their bodies. The game, the pace of play is exponential compared to when I played 10, 15 years ago. So we're going to see teams be much more smarter with their regimen, and we're going to see guys as well pick and choose when to play and when not to play. And that's just the nature of the beast, because the game has just changed that much.
All right, that's our man, Kerry Kittles. Great stuff, man.
Thanks
we appreciate
backing
it.
Me up, Kerry. You know I appreciate that. Thanks,
shot
my
you
man.
Down, man.
No, he didn't. Kerry was on my side. I got it. Thank you, Kerry.
I appreciate it, guys. Enjoy.
All right, man. Peace. All right, one NFL wide receiver is running off at the mouth about his new teammates. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I have no idea what USC Chris is doing, but this is a different brand of music than we're used to. I kind of like it, though. I got to admit, this is nice. All right, we are the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we're brought to you by M-Drive. Now, check this out. Now that the Baylor Bears are champions,
Fox Sports Radio's M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge is now complete. There weren't any perfect brackets, but we do have three winners taking home a combined $1,500 in gift cards. And Aaron Torres, our own buddy Aaron Torres, won our host bracket by a wide margin thanks to his bracket having Baylor beating Gonzaga in the title game. Now, he gave himself away, Rob, yesterday. We talked about he had several brackets, apparently.
Right.
But the one for Fox Sports had Baylor. I don't give you props for that, though. You know what I'm saying?
You can't have more than one. Once you do that and you change, I think that's disingenuous. And I don't think he was trying to do that, but I just don't think it's hard to say if you pick four teams to win and then that one bracket, you go, oh, yeah, I got it right.
Exactly. That's easy because you can easily do five brackets and pick the five best teams.
Right. And then be like, I got it right. Exactly.
Right. All right. Be sure to check FoxSportsRadio.com. For the final standings. Yes, he's our guy. It's the M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. Refine your prime with M-Drive. All right, Rob, Sammy Watkins goes to Baltimore.
Good for him.
He's that receiver. You know, a lot of guys, T.Y. Hilton and a few others turned down Baltimore. Juju Smith-Schuster, Kenny Galladay, because they weren't going to get the ball in their minds. Watkins defended Lamar. Look, he's throwing out some rose petals to Lamar saying, yo, look for me, dog. I'm going to be open. Because here's what he said, Rob. To be honest, this as far as his problems, you know, Lamar, why he hadn't thrown for a lot of yards. Here's Sammy. To be honest, everybody wasn't getting open. I think that's a critical part with this offense. We can blame the offensive coordinators, but as players, we got to do our job. So he thinks Lamar can throw for 4,000 to 5,000 yards if the receivers get open. Now, that's a nice statement. It'll sit well with Lamar. There's no doubt. Here's the only – well, there's two problems. But I'm going to throw out one now. Here's the problem. According to NFL Next Gen Stats, Rob, Baltimore's wide receivers averaged 3.3 yards of separation when the pass arrived. That's fourth best in the league. So he's just wrong. But maybe Lamar doesn't know that stat, and Lamar will be like, all right, that's my dog. I'm going to look for him, you know. Your thoughts?
I just think he's being nice. He just signed there and thinks he has a quarterback to work with. And that's what you do. You build a relationship. You talk the other guy up, right? I just think Sammy Watkins is being a good teammate.
To the other receivers, though?
No. But I'm just saying,
To Lamar.
To Lamar. It's about he was trying to give a by saying that was trying to say Lamar's doing his part. You know what I mean? The other guys have to do.
I get that. Now, if you were another receiver on that team, though, Hollywood Brown or something, would you be bothered by that?
No, I wouldn't. It's just people talking. Unless he called me out by name. Chris, if you call me by name.
There's only so many receivers.
No, but I mean, if he would have said, if Hollywood could get open, then, you know, then he would have had a big year. You know what I mean? If he named somebody, then you got an issue.
I think I would have an issue with that. I mean, not to the point where it's going, you know, we're going to be arch rivals and enemies. But I'd be a little like, yo, who this dude coming up in here talking about we wasn't getting open? You know, like, come on, man. We get that you talking up Lamar. You could talk up Lamar in a different way. You could have said, look, Lamar, I don't know.
Yeah, but he didn't name anybody.
He said the wide receivers.
Yeah.
He said the wideouts.
You could just say, you know, I was talking in general. That's all. I mean, I don't think people
are going to get. How many wideouts they got? About five,
you think people are going to be worked up? Really, the receivers going to be worked up?
I mean, I don't think, again, I'm just trying to put myself, if I was in that situation, I would be like, especially if I found out. Now, maybe guys won't even find out. But if I heard that quote, and even if I'm in high school, we got a new receiver coming in, and he says something like that, I'd be like, yo, if we getting open, which they were, then I'd be like, yo, who this dude thinking? Because Sammy is not Tyreek Hill. I mean, Sammy's had a lot of promise, but he's injured all the time, or a lot of it. You know, so I'd be a little upset again, not to the point I'm going to let it ruin the season, but it would be like, dude, you know, you don't have to rip us and beat us down to lift up Lamar. We all love Lamar. But, you know, so he better come out there and ball. Sammy's good when he's healthy. So if he stays healthy, he could be he could help that receiving core and that passing game. All right, we got an hour left, and, of course, this is Trash Talking Tuesday. So get your takes ready. You'll be able to trash somebody in about 40 minutes. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio, Chris and Rob.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.